Hi, Gaurav.
You have to be a little loud.
Hi, Gaurav.
Okay, that's better. I'm good. So, what do you do at Microsoft?
Okay, so I'm part of this group called Developer and Platform Evangelism, which is called DPE. And I look after the ISV side of business. I'm an ISV evangelist at Microsoft, and I work with what we call as managed ISVs. Managed ISVs are a certain select product companies in India in which we engage in a one-to-one manner, in a depth manner. And that's what I do.
Okay, so apart from managed ISVs, are there any others, what, maybe unmanaged ISVs that are also there?
Yes, there is. The way we look at product companies and ISVs in India is in twofold. One we call as depth ISVs, which is a select few ISVs in which we do one-to-one engagement or a deep engagement. And the rest of them is what we call as the breadth ISV, which is largely the unmanaged community, which we cover in a programmatic fashion. So we run programs, we engage with these ISVs, we do events, we do technical roadshows. That's the way to keep the momentum going in the breadth space.
So you mean there are lots of other people who are part of your team in ISV evangelism out
Yes,
here?
I'm sure a lot of you know Deepak Gulati, right?
Yes.
Deepak looks after the breadth part of it. We have another colleague of ours called Srikant, who's also working with the breadth ISVs right now.
Okay. So, I heard that you are visiting Bangalore today on ISV Community Days.
Right.
So, could you tell us something about the ISV Community Days?
Right. So, ISV Community Days is basically our way of getting in touch with the ISV segment, okay, people who are there, developers and architects, and ensuring that, they are aware of what Microsoft is today and what are the technologies and platforms we are coming out in the future. So, they are aware of our roadmap. And also to connect with them in a better fashion, understand their business pains, understand their technical pains, understand how we can work together much better. So this is a quarterly event. That means we'll be doing it once every quarter in four cities, Bangalore, Chennai, Delhi and Mumbai. Okay, and each quarter will be based on a particular theme. So the theme for this quarter is connected systems. Connected systems basically entails how do you build web services based applications, how do you deploy these applications, how do you use BlizzTalk to integrate with other line of business systems which are there. So this is what ISV Days is all about.
So it's a complete one day event, and you have the ISV developers coming here, which are by invite, or how is it?
Yeah, so the way the event is structured, it's a single day event which we split into two tracks. One is the technical track, one is the business track. The technical track focuses on the technologies and how do you implement them, right? And in which we have application developers and project leads and architects coming in. In the business track, we have more of the BDMs, the business decision makers, okay, CIOs, marketing executives.
Mm-hmm.
And there we run the business side of this program. How do you engage with Microsoft? How do you partner with Microsoft? What are the benefits? How do you get support? How do you get architecture guidance? What are the go-to-market plans with us? How do we run marketing campaigns? Stuff like that.
So, roadmaps and the kind.
Exactly. So it's a full-day event. We have a technical track and we have a business track, covering both the aspects.
Okay. That's quite interesting. On similar note, I believe you're also leading the Microsoft Ascend program in India.
Yeah.
So the WITBE and UConn Ascend programs,
correct,
which are coming up.
So as I'm sure a lot of people are aware, next year in 2005, Microsoft is going to be launching UConn, which is the next version of our SQL Server, which is the database, and WITBE, which is the next version of .NET. And there is significant interest in the market right now on both these technologies. The Ascend program, as such, is an early adopter program. And what we are doing is we are reaching out to our customers, to our partners, to ISVs, to system integrators, to enterprises, and making them aware of the benefits of these technologies that are coming in. Okay. And if anybody is interested in building their next generation applications, their next generation products and solutions on this, the Ascend program is basically geared towards such organizations, okay? So they can start working on these technologies today, much ahead of the market, right? And the goal is twofold. The goal is one, when we release our technology, we already have a significant set of partners and customers.
Right.
Who have their solution on that technology, and for the customer, they are much ahead of the market because they are ready to go with us, live with us, when the product is launched.
So how do people actually become part of this program?
Well, this program we started at the start of this fiscal, which was in July sometime, August sometime.
Okay.
And basically the enrollment drive was on. And as many as 80 companies in India have signed up for this program. The nomination now is closed, so because we clearly ran over capacity.
Okay.
So right now we are in terms of engaging with these companies, and basically the benefits are, you know, we give them training, we give them labs, we give them architecture guidance.
I see.
And we are also working on a support option, which we will be able to provide to these Ascent participants so that they can build effective solutions on the platform.
And who comes and delivers these trainings?
It depends on case to case. For
okay.
a certain set of trainings, we are having people coming down from corporate, which is Redmond.
Okay.
For certain set of trainings, you know, we have had people from India who have flown to Redmond, got themselves trained, and they are going to be delivering the training.
Okay.
So it's something that we are working on, but the trainings are fairly in depth. They are hands on. They are 5 days in this thing. And I urge anyone who's seeing this video, and you know, if his or her company is in the Ascent program, please make sure that you take it seriously in these trainings.
Oh, well, that's quite interesting. Anything for Channel 9 India?
Yeah, Channel 9 rocks.
Okay, thank you.
Right, thank you.